Russian President Vladimir Putin is not expected in Turkey today for the direct talks he called for. Donald Trump, who'd indicated earlier in the week he might swing by, will not. But Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will be in Turkey. He's meeting President Erdogan, and he's available to join talks to bring the war in Ukraine to an end if the Russian leader also attended. The two men have not met in person since December 2019. The two countries last held direct negotiations in Turkey in March 2022 in Istanbul, shortly after Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of its neighbour. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he's in Turkey, and in the past half hour he said President Donald Trump is open to virtually any mechanism for peace between Ukraine and Russia.
The President of the United States has been abundantly clear he wants the war to end. He's open to virtually any mechanism that gets us to a just, enduring and lasting peace. This war is going to end not through a military solution, but through a diplomatic one. And the sooner an agreement can be reached on ending this war, the less people will die and the less destruction there will be.
Marco Rubio speaking in Turkey in the last half hour. I'm joined now by Vera Konstantinova, former foreign policy advisor and chairperson of the Ukraine Parliament. And thank you for joining us. You heard Marco Rubio saying there is no military solution. What significance do you place on these talks now, or what hopes do you have for these talks?
Good morning, first of all. Thank you for having me. Yes, indeed, there is a significant hope. But again, hope for the best and be prepared for the worst. I guess that's the main motto of Ukrainians since February 2022. So last updates, and in terms of perspectives of this negotiation in Istanbul, tonight, on the night of May 15th, the enemy attacked Ukraine with 110 Shahed and simulator drones. So if it is a declaration, it's a declaration and signal that Russia is not going to stop its war of aggression. So again, today's meeting with Russian delegation, if it would be, will be devoted to, and could be devoted only to the discussing, for example, of possible 30-day ceasefire, according to reports that the Washington Post had spread. So according to sources, and if to compare the delegations, I see that Russian side is not ready to have a result-oriented negotiations. And from my perspective and perspective of many Ukrainians, I believe we're still on the same stage in terms of Russia conducts full-scale invasion and Ukraine conducts its defense according to the international law and according to the understanding that we can and we should protect ourselves.
I'm interested in as well in how you think and how you believe Ukraine should approach these talks. Do you approach the talks with the first item on the agenda being a ceasefire, or do you leave the question of ceasefire further down the running order of that agenda?
President Zelensky had made several statements, and he was clear that ceasefire is absolutely the first stage in order to, I would say, to have a confidence-building measures that Russia is really committed to end this war. Because Ukraine is a victim of this aggression. We suffered and continue to suffer Russian strikes on our lands, on our cities. So indeed, of course, Ukrainians want peace and security, but not at any price. So we need to have a ceasefire first, and then we can move to the modalities in terms of ending this brutal war.
Talk to me about tactics, because President Zelensky, after Vladimir Putin called for these direct talks, President Zelensky said he would be there and he would wait and he would talk directly with President Putin, who is not now showing up. Donald Trump in the Middle East said he might swing by. That is not now happening. But President Zelensky is in Turkey. He is meeting President Erdogan. What are his tactics now?
First of all, we need to understand that Ukrainian side was open to negotiation from the very beginning. This war was a mistake made by Russians, so Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity are indisputable. So we need to understand that Ukraine continues to accumulate the all possible international support, including the support of President Erdogan as the leader in mediation efforts, and of course as the leader of the country that is at the front line of the NATO flank. So from my perspective, these talks in Istanbul are a step forward in terms of securing the international support for Ukraine if Russia still not on the agenda in terms of ending this war. From my perspective, of course, Russian side must demonstrate that it's serious about peace, not just seeking, you know, prolong this negotiation process or seeking to regroup its forces. From perspective of ordinary Ukrainians, Russia should stop its offensive, and Russia should be punished for this war of aggression. Of course, Minister Sibiha met with Secretary Marco Rubio, Senator Lindsey Graham, and tonight I believe that we would have some kind of updates on the result of these negotiations. Okay. But again, there is still a question mark in terms of whether a Russian delegation is obliged to have some kind of result, because according to my understanding, only Putin, and President Zelensky has already mentioned that only Putin can decide whether to stop this war or continue it.
Vera Konstantinova, thank you for your time on Morning Ireland this morning. It's 19 minutes past 8.